Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome once again to Food for the Journey. And we do need food many times, don't we? Things come into our lives that we didn't expect. Our children are sick. Our husband lost his job, or a wife lost her job. There's so many things that can happen that we get very surprised. That's the time to stop and say, Lord, what are you trying to tell me? What do you want me to do? He probably wants you to slow down a bit. Do what you absolutely have to do and ask God for guidance and hope. Then talk to a friend that you know well. But take a look at it. Do I have too many things on my daily schedule? Am I really following the Lord? Am I a disciple? That's what we're all called to be. Disciples of His. Brothers and sisters, He so loves us. Let us love Him more. Today we take a look at the feast of Saint Ephrem. He was born in Mesopotamia around the year 306, but did his most important work at Edessa, which is present-day Turkey, during the last 10 years of his life. He refuted heretics. He composed hymns, canticles, and commentaries on Scripture. His writings were known in translation to many of the early church fathers who praised their depth and ardor. Gregory of Nyssa compared Ephrem's writings to the river Euphrates, for he irrigated by his waters the Christian community to bring forth fruits of faith 100-fold. Think of that. You just think you're doing something right there for you. You have no idea, perhaps, how God is going to use that for something bigger. Please, please, just make yourself a simple servant before God. Put your needs before Him, and then just say, Lord, what would you have me pay attention to this day? Took me a long time to get to that. But I did. God, what is most important to you today? And sometimes wasn't what I thought was very important. But I would stop and pause. And then I make my decision. But I listened. That doesn't mean that God came down and talked to me. It's just a thought that comes into your mind that you don't think. You think, wow, I never thought of that. That's the way God speaks often. So we take a look now for the first reading, which comes from the book of Kings. Elijah said to Ahab, go up and eat and drink, for there is a sound of a heavy rain. So Ahab went up to eat and drink, while Elijah climbed to the top of Carmel, crouched down to the earth and put his head between his knees. Climb up and look out to the sea, he directed his servant, who went up and looked but reported, there is nothing. 7 times he said, go look again. And the 7th time the youth reported, there is a cloud as small as a man's hand rising from the sea. Elijah said, go and say to Ahab, harness up and leave the mountain before the rain stops you. In a trice, the sky grew dark with clouds and wind, and a heavy rain fell. Ahab mounted his chariot and made for Jezreel. But the hand of the Lord was on Elijah, who girded up his clothing and ran before Ahab as far as the approaches to Jezreel. Do you listen for the Lord? Do you listen, especially when you're in a difficult time? I thought, sometimes in my life, I thought, oh, I'm too busy. I can't pray right now. Now I've learned. First of all, check my schedule. Am I doing too much? But after that, just say to the Lord, Lord, I want to follow you. Lord, I want to do what you want. Show me the way. Please show me the way. And if you're faithful to your prayer every day, God will not miss that. And he will come to you. I don't know how he'll come. It may be something you read. It may be a conversation you have with another person. But God will begin to lead you because you're allowing him to do that. Psalm 65 tells us it is right to praise you in Zion, O God. You have visited the land and watered it. Greatly have you enriched it. God's watercourses are filled. You have prepared the grain. Thus have you prepared the land, drenching its furrows, breaking up its clods, softening it with showers, blessing its yield. You have crowned the year with your bounty, and your paths overflow with a rich harvest. The untilled meadows overflow with it, and rejoicing clothes the hills. Then we take a look now at the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 5, verses 20 to 26. Jesus said to his disciples, "I tell you, unless your righteousness surpasses that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will not enter into the kingdom of heaven." Remember that. You have heard that it was said to your ancestors, "You shall not kill, and whoever kills will be liable to judgment." But I say to you, whoever is angry with his brother will be liable to judgment, and whoever says to his brother, "Raka," will be answerable to the Sanhedrin, and whoever says, "You fool," will be liable to fiery Gehenna. Therefore, if you bring your gift to the altar, and there recall that your brother has anything against you, leave your gift there at the altar, go first, and be reconciled with your brother, and then come and offer your gift. Settle with your opponent quickly while on the way to court with him. Otherwise, your opponent will hand you over to the judge, and the judge will hand you over to the guard, and you will be thrown into prison. I say to you, you will not be released until you have paid the last penny. Brothers and sisters, wherever your life is right now, if it's in a good place or not in a good place, just say to the Lord, "Lord, help me to change. Please help me to change." You know, God knows everything you think. He really does. Open your heart and just say, "Lord, help me. Come here, for I need you. Show us the way." And the answers, as I've said to you, come in a multitude of ways, really. But if you're listening, you will hear, because God wants you to know his care. He wants you to know that he's present with you. Even if you don't feel anything, it's not that. It's the knowledge that he knows you and he loves you. Listen to him. Listen to him. Saint Ephrem the Syrian said this, "Blessed is he for whom paradise yearns. Yes, paradise yearns for the man whose goodness makes him beautiful. It engulfs him at his gateway. It embraces him in its bosom. It caresses him in its very womb, for it splits open and receives in him into its inmost parts. Blessed is he who is pierced, and so remove the sword from the entry to paradise. Forge here on earth and take the key to paradise. The door that welcomes you smiles radiantly upon you. When people see that they have lost everything, that riches do not endure, carnal desires no longer exist, that beauty and power disappear and vanish, then they recollect themselves and are filled with remorse. The righteous too perceive that their own affliction no longer exists. Their suffering does not endure. Their burden no longer remains. And it seems as if no anguish had ever assailed them. Their fasts appear as through a mere dream, for they have woken as it were from sleep to discover paradise and the kingdom's table set out before them. It's written by St. Ephrem the Assyrian. We too need to think about eternal life, that we want to be with him, that we want to come safely home to him when the time comes. Whether you're 15 right now or you're 85, just say to the Lord, Lord, I want to be with you. I want to follow you today. Will you please help me to do that? You'll be amazed. Doesn't mean that you're going to hear a voice at all, but just the way the events of the day go by, you just keep saying, Lord, hear me. Lord, help me. And maybe God will do nothing that day, but a few days down the road, he will do it for you. He'll test your faith, whether you really believe in him. Open your heart to him. There are many, many, many brothers and sisters in this world who do not know him or who do not want to know him. He is the source of our salvation. He loves us like no one else loves us. He longs for us to see him in heaven. Brothers and sisters, please don't hesitate. Say, Lord, just say to the Lord, Lord, I want to get to know you, and I don't know how to do this. Just say that to the Lord. And then if you can pray, pray the Our Father, pray Hail Mary. Just pray a couple simple prayers and then just sit there before him. Give him time. You may go for a month and not hear a thing, because as I often say, God's testing whether I really mean it or not. But he does come. And he will speak to you in your heart. Doesn't mean you'll hear necessarily words. You'll get a good thought, as I've told you before. Sometimes you'll pick up something that says, there's my answer. God has all kinds of ways coming to us. But open your heart to him, because he desires to draw you closer and closer to him. I've said this many times, but I really do pray that one day we will all be together and see him in heaven. My goodness, brothers and sisters, what a homecoming that will be, the real home where we belong with him. Open your heart, because he does love you and he wants to draw you close to himself. And if you can, would you just take a few moments to pray for somebody else in your family, or someone else that's a friend, or someone in your neighborhood? Would you just take a few minutes to pray for them and for their needs? Because God will do that for you. God bless you.
For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.